chapter 24 to 26. Beloved, let us consider how the Master is continually revealing to us the destined resurrection. Of this, he has constituted the Lord Jesus, the first fruits, by resurrecting him from the dead. Beloved, let us contemplate the resurrection, which is at all seasons taking place. Day and night manifest to us a resurrection. The night falls to sleep. The day resurrects. The day departs. The night returns. Let us look at the crops to see how and in what manner the sowing takes place. The sower goes forth and scatters each of the seeds into the earth. And after falling on the dry and bare earth, they gradually decay. Then, from their decay, the mighty power of the Master's foresight resurrects them again. And from one seed, many arise and bring forth fruit. Let us consider that wonderful sign which takes place in the East, that is, in the regions around Arabia. For there is a certain bird which is called a phoenix. This bird, the only one of its kind, lives 500 years. When the time of its release from this life draws near that it must die, it builds itself a nest of frankincense and myrrh and other spices, into which it enters when its time is completed and passes away. But as the flesh decays, a certain kind of worm is engendered, which, being nourished by the bodily fluids of the dead living creature, grows wings. Then, when it has grown strong, it picks up that nest in which are the bones of its parent, and carries them from the Arabian country as far as Egypt, to the city called Heliopolis. And in open day, flying in the sight of all, it places them on the altar of the sun. And having done this, hastens back to its former abode. Therefore, the priests inspect the records of the years and find that it has returned exactly at the completion of the 500th year. Therefore, do we think that it is something great and marvelous if the Creator of everything shall bring about a resurrection of those who served him in the sacredness and in the confidence of a good faith, considering that he demonstrates to us the greatness of his promises by means even of a bird? For it says in a certain place, "And you shall resurrect me, and I will praise you." And I lay down and slept. I awoke because you are with me. And again, Job says, "And you shall resurrect this flesh of mine, which has endured all these things."